True Confessions. I love Music Midtown. I have been to every Music Midtown since it began at 10th and Peachtree in 1994. It was such a disappointment when Music Midtown disappeared between 2006 and 2010, leaving Atlanta without a signature music festival. In 2011, Peter Conlon of Live Nation announced he was bringing Music Midtown back to Piedmont Park. Since then, crowds have grown from 35,000 in 2010 to roughly 125,000 by 2013, and Music Midtown expanded from one stage to three stages over 2 days. Festival goers were not deterred in 2013 by a severe downpour, which left the normally green meadow a mixture of mud and trash. Sections of Piedmont Park were closed for months as the grounds were restored and the grass took root. The last 2 years, the weather has been near perfect. This year, the traffic flowed much smoother than in the past. Despite having four stages, the festival felt less crowded than previous years. Peter Conlon attributed it to the closure of 10th Street, having more police, and learning how to improve it every year. But he did not share attendance figures or talk about what it might mean for Music Midtown in 2016. Music Midtown is a lightning rod among many residents surrounding Piedmont Park. Maybe people resent having a gated ticketed event that benefits Live Nation rather than the Piedmont Park Conservancy. Some folks may have a not-in-my-backyard attitude. But as someone who has lived within two blocks of Piedmont Park for more than 30 years, I can tell you, Music Midtown can't solely be blamed for the controversy related to the park. The City of Atlanta has allowed so many events in Piedmont Park. Our special oasis of green often turns into a special event space, one where cars and trucks are supposed to be prohibited. At one time, the city and the Piedmont Park Conservancy had a strict policy to limit the number of events in the park because it was being, quote, loved to death. We have beautiful parks throughout the city that can be used for events, and the city should invite organizers to try alternative places. We also need to ensure that all funds from permit fees go directly to park maintenance and not into the general fund. Sadly, we have too few options to host mega festivals in Atlanta, so we are left having to shoehorn Music Midtown into our ever-precious and overused Piedmont Park.